Is there such a thing as drive-through etiquette? Yep, turns out there is. Karen Thomas is the foremost authority when it comes to etiquette. She's a published author. You can visit her online at ktetiquette.com. Karen, you're super fired up about this.
I am very excited about this because we have to get the word out. Everyone goes to the drive-through, and the number one reason you go to the drive-through is because you want to be expedient. You want it to be quick. You want to get in and out. It seems that people are taking an awfully long time in drive-through, so we're going to go over a couple of tips. So the next time you're visiting a drive-through, you do it correctly.
I don't usually see Karen angry.
It's the first time. It's it really feels like the first time ever.
I am very fired up about this because it's just very passionate to me because maybe I spend too much time at fast food restaurants.
I do think that in general, because of COVID, so many of us have been dealing with like the takeout and the drive-throughs, and it gets frustrating. It does.
It really is frustrating. So I'm here to give you the proper way to do a drive-through. If you are going to, let's say, get coffee, okay, so you go. You make sure that you know your order ahead of time. Now, none of us have to read that menu. You know when you go to a drive-through what you're getting. If you go to a fast food restaurant, you know what you want. Do not pull up to the drive-through and read the menu and peruse for, 5, 10, 15 seconds. Make sure you know what you want. Speak clearly when you get up in there and place your order. Now, the very next step is the most important. Get your money ready now. Now, you are now have two or three cars in front of you before you get to that window. Get your wallet out, get your pennies out, whatever you're paying with, and do it immediately. It's supposed to be a quick experience, not a situation where you're sitting behind somebody who's fumbling now at the drive-through window with their wallet and card and all of that stuff.
I've never seen her like this.
Oh my God.
It's amazing to me. Yeah. You know what I like, Karen, is I like when they come up to the window and they ask everybody their order at that time. And then they turn up their stereo super loud when they pull away from the window before they get to the pickup window. That way, nobody can hear my order behind them.
Right. That's exactly what seems to have happened. How many people can you be ordering from where then it's too many to be in the drive-thru? Mm.
Four or more is too many.
I actually agree. I think if you're ordering for more than four people, that's way too much.
Yes. I mean, if you're getting meals, that's one thing. But I mean, four more people, forget it. Pull in, park, go back to why a drive-thru is there, for the expediency. So be kind and polite. Make sure that you're speaking clearly and be polite to the people behind you so they can now pull up, get their order. You pull over and get you wait for your order to come out.
One last question.
Yes.
If I forget to order something.
Oh,
right. Can you add on at the window?
Yes, because that's happened. And sometimes it's not even forgetting. Sometimes it's just one of the kids yelling, but Mom, you promised me that this time I could have a milkshake.
Oh, so yes. Now it's not even an emergency. It's not like that kid was going to starve.
Or
they want an upgrade.
Oh, I mean, there might be the situation where you forgot the kid's nuggets, but whatever.
Gosh.
In that situation, can you add on to the order, or knowing that it's going to cause like a disruption to have to add it and you have to redo everything? And like, do you have to get back in line?
Do you want the real answer?
Yeah.
See, yeah. Raven agrees.
I once had no pickles and onions on my cheeseburgers and nearly shut down the entire line. That was it.
But do you check your stuff before you pull away?
No, I just pull away. I'm the guy that I do it for the good of the people. At that point, as long as a drink comes out with it and I can smell that there's food in the bag, I'll just pull away.
Make it a quick experience and you'll be helping everybody.
Karen Thomas, you can visit her online at ktetiquette.com.